You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Roy, you get the best hockey team in the league. Congratulations.
Again.
It's amazing. I was going to ask you, has it ever happened to you before? But it did earlier this season.
Yeah. Happened in 96, too.
What, you were leading in points?
Yeah, there was a time in the season that they were leading in points.
The year after they made it to the Cup, they got out to like a crazy start and fell off at the end of the season.
So not the year they made the Cup, the year after?
The year after they made the Cup, yeah.
They got off
to
a big
start. They were like the hottest team in the league after that, but they fell off. We got another Marsichal here with Verhaeghe. Like, this kid was not this.
Yeah, but I'm willing to think that they're going to protect him in the expansion draft for Seattle.
Worried, man.
What are you worried about?
Because this team's got such a terrible track record when it comes to expansion draft protections. It was basically on their shoulders that Vegas made the Stanley Cup Finals their first year.
Roy, how has this happened? I'm asking you seriously. How has this happened? In Florida, how do the Panthers have the best hockey team in the NHL?
Best two hockey teams in
Florida. I guess, yeah, right.
The signings in the offseason of Verhaeghe, Duclair, even though Duclair's injured now. So that's added scoring. They added Patrick Hornquist, who power forward. They haven't really had a power forward before, and he's added scoring. The defense has done well, has definitely done better than last season. It's done well this season, even without Aaron Ekblad, who's done for the next
2 months.
Done for the season.
2 months. Yeah. There's a shot he can come back if the Panthers make the Stanley Cup Finals.
It's a slim.
Well, the playoffs are 2 months. What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, I know what you're talking about. But Roy, what's most impressive about the team is their ability to survive all these injuries. All the players that you mentioned seem to be out for extended periods of time. Barkey comes back and just hits the ground running. The team is just so fun and so impressive. They have two number one goalkeepers because Bob is like tops in the league and wins, or he's like top five, and Driger's save percentage is unreal. I'm not really sure who their top goalkeeper is. If it got in my head, I'd probably go Driger at this point.
You're going already gun to your head and double nicknames on the Panthers. That's where we've arrived. That's where we've gotten with this team.
Dude, you should watch last night. There was one sequence where it was Barkey to Atchy to Horny to Eck. Oh, dude.
Within this six-game winning streak, the Panthers lost Barkov. They lost Duclair. They lost Ekblad, they lost Hornquist, and they still managed to win six in a row. Barkov and Hornquist came back two games ago. It's just been an amazing performance by this club. The goaltender has been magnificent. Bob has been great. Driger's been great. The team's going to have a decision to make about Chris Driger, who's going to be an unrestricted free agent. Do they trade him before the trade deadline, or do they keep him for the playoff run?
Drake's.
That's going to be the decision.
Billy, what needs to happen here for you to get lured in, for Panthers hockey to be something that ends up on one of the televisions?
Stanley Cup.
Instead of Jazz. You got blue hair on your team. You love charisma and blue hair on the Marlins. Is there anything that the Panthers can do to lure you in?
I watch the Panthers from time to time, but yes, you got this right. Get to Lord Stanley and get a game away also.
Okay, so they've got to be up. They've got to have three wins in the Stanley Cup final.
That's what he said.
Well, then they'll have my undivided attention. Until then, it's the passive attention, you know. It's the passing by, the checking in. You know, I check in, Dan. This whole – I don't like this character assassination that you're trying to go on here, that I don't like the Panthers, that I'm not on the bandwagon. I support my friend Goldie. I'll check in from time to time, see how Goldie's gang's doing, check in on him, see what the Cats are up to. They're winning, huh?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Are you still in the passing by, checking in phase of your relationship with the Panthers?
Have you checked in? Are you all in, Dan? Are you watching a lot of puck lately?
Are there stops between? I am
really?
Watching. Yes.
Wow.
I know this team can score. They are a fun team to watch. And they when they get down, it doesn't end up mattering that they're down. I don't understand the injury part of it. I don't care what you're telling me about depth. You are winning at the same rate. You're winning at a better rate with your key guys down, with some of your key guys down. That's pretty unusual.
Well, they haven't been injured all season. This has been a recent development that they've been getting hurt. But it goes to show you that the deep forward-wise, they can score with nine forwards, and they can roll four lines, and they have a great defensive depth, as you saw with Ekblad going down. It's just been a remarkable performance because that's how deep this team is. And if playoff teams run deep on the roster, so good job out of them right now.
Dan, we need to start a dialogue about Carter Verhaeghe. No one saw this production coming. I mean, this is an unrestricted free agent that comes across your team, and now all of a sudden he's top 10 in the NHL in goal scoring. You got the Huber dude out there, top 10 in points. Barkey, unbelievable display, by the way. Barkey, so fast. Combination of speed, attacking, defense. He's put it all together. This team is incredible, Dan. And don't forget Frank the Tank, whose timely goals have been majorly clutch for this ice hockey team.
Roy, Stugatz asked you what changed, and you mentioned a couple of the additions, but they haven't
been... So you don't want to start the dialogue
They
about
haven't
Carter
been
Verhaeghe?
Seismic...
I was there for you.
They man. Haven't been seismic
additions.
Put it on the
additions. Poll. Should we start a dialogue about Carter Verhaeghe?
Go ahead and put that on the poll, Guillermo. Wasn't this supposed to happen last year?
Yeah, kind of. They were supposed to make the playoffs last year, and they did. They just lost to the Islanders in the playing game. But last year, I can tell you that Bob was not himself, and that was a lot on the defense, who gave up way too many quality chances around the crease and around the faceoff circle. And Bob missed training camp with an illness, but it seems to have found his form now. And that's helped out by as good as this defense has been. They've really cleaned up the mess. Now, granted, they've given up a couple of bad turnovers here or there. I'm looking at you, Keith Yandle. But,
He's looking at you. Nunez looking at you.
Whoa.
I'm looking at you, Keith.
Wow, you named names.
Yes, I can name a name.
You are serious.
The defense has been much, much better this season.
And if Bob starts pulling that shit, we got Drieger now.
Yeah, that's true. But it's going to be off and on again. They're going to share time.
Put it on the poll.
This season.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please, at Lebatard Show. Is Bob going to pull that shit again? At Lebatard Show. Billy, how excited are you by Jazz? Are you all jazzed up? Are you coming up with all sorts of puns because the Marlins have a speedy guy? There hasn't been somebody who has stolen 75 bases in the big league since...
He's not going to steal 75 bases.
No one's stealing 75 bases.
I'm not saying he's stealing 75 bases. I'm saying that the stolen base has been so devalued that no one has stolen 75 since Jose Reyes early on in like 2005 with the Mets. How excited are you by this kid? Because they've got somebody with personality, and I'm just waiting for baseball to scrub it out of him.
Wait, why would baseball scrub it out of him? Why can't he have personality? But look.
Because they always do, Billy. Because
I'm excited for the moment.
Baseball does that, but continue.
Well, Brian McCann does that.
Yeah, but I think he's finally out of the league, isn't he, Brian McCann?
I don't know. I feel like he's always in the league somewhere.
There is always a Brian McCann waiting.
Yeah.
Yadier Molina, huh? Bit of a Brian McCann. Surprising.
It is. You're
put
right.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is Yadier Molina a bit of a Brian McCann? Apologies on interrupting you, but baseball likes... I mean, you know, baseball guys, they throw at each other when people misbehave. Did you guys see? I loved what happened this weekend. Did you see with the guy who was at the center of that Brenneman thing, Castellanos? Did you see what happened with him? Where he was hit with a baseball on purpose. He's got a lot of swagger. He then goes, retrieves the baseball, and goes to hand it to the pitcher who just threw it at him.
Yeah.
And It is declined, so he throws it to the dugout. But then he ends up on third base, and he scores on a wild pitch, and the pitcher's covering home, and he just starts flexing over him at home plate.
That is a man I do not want to try. Like, he will kick your ass for days. I'm serious, man.
Put it on the pole, Guillermo. Will Castellanos kick your ass for days? I'm
and
serious,
then what happened,
man.
Yadier McCann came up and bumped into him and started a fight and cleared the benches. In an era of COVID, Dan, Yadier Molina broke protocol and got in people's faces and cleared the benches. And what happened? Castellanos, the only one that got ejected. Unbelievable.
Well, he started it. He started that.
No, he ended it.
Yeah, he ended it. Yeah, he doesn't
he
start anything.
He got at
anything.
Home and he stood over
no,
the
No, he was walking back it. To the dugout, the minding his own beeswax.
Minding
his
own business.
And then Yadier McCann came in and started problems.
He flexed over the pitcher. He literally hulked. Did the Hulk motion of like ripping his shirt off right over the pitcher.
Problem.
Yeah. And Chris Cody's the problem with baseball. I think we just identified it.
Guys, I've never heard Lone Depot Park be so loud as I did when Jazz Chisholm Jr. stole two bases and scored on a shallow fly ball to right. The Lone went bananas.
Marlins fans for years have been freaking out over routine fly balls. Our city is the worst at judging a fly ball off the bat. They always think it's a home run.
Chris, did you hear the sound that the ball off the bat of Ohtani made last night?
Oh, God.
Ohtani, in the top of the first inning, he throws a baseball 101 miles an hour. And then in the bottom of the first inning, he hits one 115 miles per hour. And I can say this without dispute, Stugatz.
Yeah.
Because the ballpark is empty, this is part of it, okay? I have never heard a baseball sound like that when it gets hit.
Really?
Yes.
Off the bat of Ohtani. Come on.
I have never... Chris, am I wrong about this? Like, the echo on that, I think it had to do with the fact that there's no one in the ballpark as well.
I think that ballpark had plenty of fans in it. It's not filled, but there are fans in there. But yes, the crack of that bat was amazing.
Yeah, I love Chris backing you up on the crack of a bat. Like, I mean,
you got to hear it, Stugatz.
I was a terrible teammate there because I could have faked it and just been like, yeah, it was the...
But you didn't see it. I basically watched today. Something fun to do is count the number of times I asked Stugatz if he's seen something, and the answer is always no.
Like you and all those Panther games, right?
Did any of the baseball fans go to opening day weekend down here at the Lone Depot Park? No. It was unbelievable. The bunting was out. There was a real good energy in that crowd. I kind of like having a social distance baseball crowd in it. It was really hard getting tickets. I purchased tickets based off of what Derek Jeter said in regards to the MLB All-Star Game. It was one of the stronger statements we've seen from anybody in an executive position in sports. So I was like, you know what? I don't have much going on. I could either go to the Panther game or the Marlins game. And based on this Jeter statement, I'm going to go take my daughter to the Marlins game. We had a great time. Now, we left after three innings because we got there a little early, but it was still a lot of fun, and Jazz Chisholm seems to actually want this stardom. He wants to be the face of the franchise. You don't put blue hair on your head if you're not looking for attention. So I actually like my Marlins experience.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Can you be the face of a franchise with blue hair?
Also, Rich Hill was pitching.
I can't believe.
For the Rays.
What?
That same Rich Hill.
That Rich Hill is still bouncing around.
Did you see the shock on my... I couldn't even open my mouth.
Yeah. Rich Hill, at 41 years old, is pitching for the Tampa Bay Rays, who have a great traveling fan base.
And what was the experience like for you at the COVID park? Because this is what we've got.
It's Lone Depot Park.
We've got going on here. We had a couple of incidents in sports this weekend where we just threw away the COVID protocols. Those guys mentioned, Chris and Billy mentioned one of them. Rex Chapman and Brendan Haywood and Lefko are sitting on a very giant set with seats spread far apart. But when that game ended that way on a fun weekend of basketball, they started hugging each other vigorously. And there was something else that happened this weekend where you're watching this. And I don't know. This is going to go away soon, even though I just heard something about a fourth mutant virus, double mutant virus. Put it on the poll, Guillermo.
What?
At Lebatard Show, a new Is there a scarier phrase than double mutant virus? But the other thing that made me think about the COVID protocol was Paul Pierce's Instagram irresponsibility.
We'll bring Amin in on that in just a second. To answer your question directly, Marlins Park does a good job in terms of where you're sitting. They literally have seats blocked off, like wired shut. You can't actually access them even if you wanted to. However, I am a little confused. Because of COVID, they have closed several of the concessions. They don't have in-seat ordering fully operational just yet because it's, you know, very early at Lone Depot Park. But it seems a little counterintuitive to me to close all the other concessions in the name of COVID protocol and then just have everyone in the ballpark go to three, right? Because now we're all bottlenecking. So just spread everything out or have in-seat ordering. But outside of that, it was very safe for me. Also, I'm speaking from the privilege of fully inoculated as of Sunday, baby.
What happened to the stolen base? I mean, I am looking year by year leaders, stolen bases. You had years where Ricky Henderson gave you 100+, and in the same year, National League, Rock Raines would give you 80 to 90. Vince Coleman, Omar Marino. I miss the stolen base. Don't you?
I do not. Do you have a theory on this? Because I can tell you what I think is the reason that that has happened, and I'm assuming that you probably know.
Not as many walks, singles, everyone's swinging for the fences or striking out.
That's actually a good answer. I would also say they've determined that the risk isn't worth the reward. They'd rather have not risk an out for a base anymore. They're not playing for a single base in that sport anymore.
Also, everyone throws 150 miles an hour. The pitchers, the catchers, everybody. You don't have any time to get from first to second base anymore.
Not everyone. I saw Rich Hill over the weekend.
Yeah. Still not bringing it?
Not bringing it.
I mean, he was hanging him high.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. This is an unbelievable number of polls. Can you believe that Rich Hill is still out there, still not bringing it? Because he has been throwing slop for about a decade and a half.
Effective slop, though. I can't honestly believe that was the same Rich Hill. I thought that this had to be a young, hot
like the
prospect.
Son of Rich Hill. It's like when you see Leiter's kid pitching.
Yeah. Jack Hill. No, it was the same exact Rich Hill. The Rich Hill that I drafted to my fantasy team 20 years ago because he was a hot shot.
You were expecting a junior?
He was in like MVP baseball with Manny Ramirez on the cover. I cannot believe it's the same Rich Hill.
Amin, that story that you broke, you say you're not a newsbreaker, but people associate you with one story above all others, the mythical, legendary Jimmy Butler Timberwolves practice. Congratulations on that. That is your scoop of a lifetime. But there was a detail added by Jamal Crawford this weekend that was funny. I don't know if you guys saw it, but so Jimmy Butler in a practice feuding with what are believed to be soft teammates, goes in there with the third teamers and dusts them and just passes the ball the whole time. And any details I'm missing here, Amin, from the way that you broke this story?
Yeah, he didn't score a point. He didn't take a shot. He didn't just pass the ball. He literally didn't take a shot, didn't score a point, and took the third stringers and beat the first stringers.
Did you guys see the detail? I mean, were you aware of the detail? Because Jamal Crawford has added a detail to this story that I had not seen before.
I'm not aware of what Jamal Crawford said, so you're going to have to inform me.
He was wearing a Rolex the entire time.
Oh, that is amazing.
I'm calling bullshit.
I don't care if it's bullshit.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
So, guys, Masters Monday.
Oh, Masters Week. I'm going to be distracted this week, Dan. Sorry.
Dan, after what felt like an eternity. You know what the golf gods gave us over the weekend? The Valero.
Remember how much we missed that?
We missed the Valero so much. And Dan, it was so worth the wait because right on time on a Masters Monday, Jordan Spieth is back.
That's right.
Oh, he'd been flirting with it. We thought, oh, wow, what a great round, Jordan Spieth. And then he would fall back. Jordan Spieth finally shaking off the demons, and he is now hitting his form straight into Augusta. This is exciting.
It's weird when he talks golf. It's his first win in 4 years. I kept telling Mike that Spieth is coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And I kept betting on him, and I kept losing. And he would have leads after the third round. He was always in contention and just couldn't finish tournaments. And yesterday he finished, and as Mike mentioned, perfect timing, headed right into Augusta. Spieth could win this thing very, very easily. I hope you put that bet in yesterday, Mike.
Oh, because now it's super low price. I was like, again, with this Spieth stuff, he's never going to shake it. But Dan, he shook off the demons because he'd always fall off in the final match day. Not this time, because Charlie Hoffman was coming like 1,000 Brent Rombergs right on his tail. And you know what?
1,000?
1,000 Brent Rombergs.
It was 1,000. Right. So furious, hairy, tattooed Brent Rombergs.
Yeah.
1,000 of them. Not 100 of them. 10 times.
Yeah. Hair on fire.
Yeah. I mean, let me tell you, if I'm in a dark alley, the last thing.
Also on fire?
Yes. I do not want to be chased by Charlie Hoffman. I'll tell you that right now. Charlie Hoffman brought it, but Spieth was just, what was it, 7 birdies in that final round? Unbelievable.
So I hear the enthusiasm in your voice, and I want to follow you and allow all of us to soar into the sky on a Masters Monday. But how about I throw some social justice in here and wonder aloud whether or not anyone's going to ask these golfers about Georgia and playing in Georgia in the middle of this?
Oh, no.
Because we're always
no
asking.
No one's going to ask him anything.
No. We're always asking the basketball players, so no one's going to ask them anything.
No, it's amen corner and pimento sandwiches.
Yes, I mean, that's it. Enjoy our week, please.
No, you don't want to be on that side of history. Let's just talk about it, how it's going to be handled, right, which is not very seriously, and pimento sandwiches, but
but let him do that.
Dig his own grave. Okay, go ahead.
Why can't I enjoy my week, man?
Oh no.
All right, sorry, I won't enjoy it.
I thought you were going to change the name of the Masters, Dan.
That's on the docket.
What would you like to do, Billy? Should the golfers be asked the way the basketball players and the football players are asked anytime one of these quote-unquote race stories makes an appearance about voter suppression in Georgia as the baseball all-star game is moved? And baseball's last to these things, usually. Baseball has a poor record. In 2011, baseball sat out the immigration stuff in Arizona, didn't want to get anywhere near it. So when baseball is pulling out, and please don't call it a boycott, it's not a boycott. The all-star game is taking an exhibition game someplace else, and it's happened a number of times before in sports. It's just not usually baseball making the stand on this, and you've got a mess out there. Like, the idea that Georgia would be in a position, Stugatz, where it feels like you have this voter suppression again that makes it feel like the 1960s, and you're watching video of Park Cannon knocking on the governor's door and now faces 8 years in prison, and it's appalling. And I don't understand how we've reached such a gross and disgusting place where such just the basic things like a mask and people should vote equally. Don't get in the way of people voting. Like, what is so hard about finding agreement on we shouldn't get in the way of people voting, where you have to give me what New York's laws as well? This country has had a bad record when it comes to holding minorities down. It's indisputable. So when's somebody going to ask some of these golfers some of these questions on a golf course?
I think we can blame sports for all of that, Dan. See, in sports, you don't care about what's good for the game. You care about what's good for your team. So if the NBA changed the rule and said that anyone over the age of 35, whenever they score a point, it counts as double. So if they scored 16 points, it's now 32. If they score 40 points, it's now 80 points, right? Do you think Laker fans would be like, but that would ruin the game? They're like, no, LeBron's one of the best scoring 35-plus-year-olds in NBA history. So anything he scores will be double. That's great for us. Great for my team, my jersey, the shirt that I wear. And what's happened in politics in this country is that for both sides, there isn't a care for what's good for the game. In this case, the game would be what's good for America. It's all about how can my team win? How can the jersey that I'm wearing be more successful? And if that means rigging the system so that my team can win more, people are okay with that. even if they know inherently this isn't good for the country.
Let me go back here to Stugatz dangerously and allow him some more room to make his point, because I know a lot of people listening to this are tired at every turn that something gender or race related makes an appearance anywhere in their playpen. And many of you have been tired for many years because of Colin Kaepernick. So I understand, can I just watch this over here? I get that feeling. But you're not paying attention to the rest of what's happening in America if you need that escape hatch so much that that escape hatch is something that you're craving, even as sports brings the conversation to you, because this sport, last to George Floyd among the sports, this sport just took a stand on something. Derek Jeter, Stugatz, has never taken a public stand on any. This is the most aggressive thing that Derek Jeter has ever done with his platform, going out here and saying he stands with folks who are opposing what's happening in Georgia with voter suppression.
I'm okay with what Major League Baseball did. I am. I think they did what they had to do. And I think it was, as hard as it was, I think it was the fairly obvious decision for Major League Baseball to do what it is.
I mean, that's hard. Those things are not easy to do.
But, Dan, they...
Especially logistically.
But once you go that political route, though, it's a slippery slope. So where are you going to draw the line? Where are you going to bring the game? Like, are there going to be other states where people have issues with certain laws within that state? So what do you do in that case if you're Major League Baseball? That's what I'm wondering.
Okay, you can wonder that. But I think it is good that businesses are putting pressure on places where this stuff exists. Stacey Abrams is telling you, please no boycott, we need the money. It's interesting that a whole lot of people with FU money, including Disney, continue to sit this stuff out because it's easy to make money for profit in Georgia. And you see a lot of businesses saying they're not going the route of baseball. But anytime I head down this path, I end up ruining it for the people who are here for sports and feel like Stugatz, because he's not alone in feeling like, can I just have my sports over here? I get it. There are wrongs all over the place, injustice all over the place. Can every once in a while, am I allowed to just watch some games?
Well, I don't think the golfers, the guys who are playing in the Masters, since that's what we were talking about, I'm not certain, I don't know, but I'm not certain if any of them support what's going on in Georgia. My guess is most of them, if not all of them, don't. So what are you going to do? You can move an all-star game. You're going to move the Masters?
I'm just asking. I didn't move the Masters. I just asked some people to ask golfers questions the way they do basketball players and football players.
Oh, I guarantee you they'd be asking a golfer that question, but his absence looms large, even much larger than just his injury. Tiger would certainly be asked about it. The burden would fall on Tiger to speak for people of color in that sport. He's not there. Who you gotta go to? Most people can't name another golfer, Dan. Most people, like, he is bigger than the sport, and he would be forced to speak on this, and he would probably do it eloquently, I guess.
I don't know. His history was hidden. His history.
Yeah, but this one. I mean, he's been speaking out a little bit more. If you've been paying attention to his statements, given what we just went through as a country over the spring and summer, so he's been a little bit more vocal. I think it's just sort of business as usual for Augusta. I saw Bomani's thread too, and you're absolutely right. It's incumbent upon baseball, but it's not incumbent upon the PGA on their biggest week of the year. It's a double standard. It's not necessarily fair. They should answer some tough questions and put themselves out there, but they probably won't. And I don't think the media is very interested in asking those questions, by the way.
You want Charlie Hoffman's opinion on all this? I mean, I think Mike's kind of right. You could ask Harold Varner III. That is...
Yeah, that's a cop-out, right, though. That's a cop-out. Because I'm more interested in their opinions, quite honestly, than, you know, the 30th guy on the Braves roster. These are guys that are pretty big, and it's an individual sport. So you know their names. They're more identifiable, and I would like to see where they're at. I just don't think that they're going to be covered the same exact way.
There really is no way to get away from it anymore. You can't move away from it. It's too ever present, Stugatz. The women's final last night, wonderful weekend of basketball, and Holly Rowe is talking about, and everyone enjoyed the power of this, that Arizona's coach is late coming out of the locker room because she's breast pumping some milk. And you have Holly Rowe reporting the idea of normalizing how hard it can be for the working mother. Imagine Belichick being late coming out for the second half.
I just did. Thank you for that visual.
But you can't get away from it. And it ain't bad that you just saw women's basketball matter more than it felt like it ever has, where people were talking about the men and the women in similar ways, in ways that I have not seen. People talking about what great games they are tonight. You got one against two. That never happens in men's basketball. You had the unbelievable finish that we'll talk about with Gonzaga and UCLA. But everywhere, there is no way to escape this. It's going to be present everywhere that you're watching sports that are diverse.
I saw it kind of shoot out of Stugatz. No one's trying to take away the Masters from Augusta. It's not like Major League Baseball is stopping Braves games. Teams are still traveling to Atlanta and playing their series through. It's just the big exhibition.
That's why it's not a boycott. They just took the draft and they took something else and it was a statement, but they're not taking the entire... It's not a boycott.
I understand that. I understand you want certain golfers asked, are you torn? Is there a conflict of playing in the state of Georgia at this time?
I just want the... All I want, and people can sit it out if they want to.
Right.
I just want to hear from them what they think of what surrounds them, and not just to be on the manicured part of Georgia where they're comfortable, shutting out the entirety of the outside world in that place that goes back to the 1950s and is super quaint and people talk about romantically. And I will remind you again what was happening in this country in the 1950s as it related to some of these matters we're talking about. And so I understand your viewpoint. Let me have my little manicured clubhouse. But you still haven't seen that Tiger Woods documentary. And what I'm telling you, what Hootie Johnson or whatever the hell his name is, it was repugnant the way he rained down judgment as the head of that golf course on Tiger Woods, who didn't seem like he was black in golf until that very moment. It was gross, Stugatz. And what I'm telling you is that thing, the entirety of it, is stuck somewhere in the past in a way that people romanticize about quaintly. And I wouldn't mind if outside and inside of those manicured lines, some people were just asked some questions. Is that too much to ask?
But the azaleas.
The crow's nest, Stugatz.
The crow's nest.
Oh, Nelson Bridge.
Butler Cabin.
Oh.
Amen Corner.
Oh, Amen Corner.
Flowering crab apple. The cabins on the grounds. Oh, Ike's Pond.
Mike, follow Golf Digest on Twitter right now. The promos, the pictures they are sending out
did
are
you
fantastic.
See, did you see the
There's
menu?
There's smoke rising from the water,
oh,
Mike. Yes.
The steam. Dustin Johnson's champion's dinner. What did Paulina bring to the table? Who knows?
We'll Par 3 contest.
Oh,
friends and family day.
Oh, my God. The baby caddies. Oh,
girlfriend caddies.
Oh, baby caddies. I love baby caddies.
Caddies.
The patrons. The white jumpsuits. The white jumpsuits. Oh, the record fountain. The record fountain.
Nicholas.
Oh, the big oak tree. The big
Watson.
The big oak tree.
Vern Lundquist.
Oh,
no.
Gary Player.
Sam Steen, my God.
The racism.
What?
I'm sorry. I thought we were doing stuff about the Masters.
Yeah.
They were doing it subtly. You see what I said about you can't keep this stuff out of, no matter what's going on in the world, you can't keep this stuff out of the way.
Rice.
Gandhi.
A tradition unlike any other.
Hello, friends.
Oh. Man, someone gets that man's tie tonight.
What do you think people have done historically with those ties? Like, where do you think they are right now?
It's such a good question.
There's a fair amount that got swept up by the janitors.
Billy, let's make it you, okay? You're a champion. You've won. You got to think a lot of those ties have just been left in a locker room wastebasket, correct? Like that, like one of those gifts that you get somewhere that you don't even want to take with you to the airport. Where, if you won Jim Nance's tie, Billy, what do you imagine you would do with it?
Today or 5 years from now?
Because today I would keep it. 5 years from now, my dad would probably be wearing it to some event, I would think. And we wouldn't even remember it was Jim Nance's tie. I was like, does this match with the blue shirt? Okay, perfect. Let's wear this one. I'm just going to say this. I think one person values Jim Nance's tie being given away more than anyone else values Jim Nance's tie being given away. And it's Jim Nance.
It's true. He thinks it's this great honor, and I can't imagine how many confused kids are looking at it saying, what am I ever
going to do with this? Where's my t-shirt?
This isn't even the kind of tie I would wear.
This whole creepy guy handed me his tie after the game.
I don't think he's thinking about his open or what his closing line would be if someone hit a game-winning shot. He woke up this morning, got out of bed, and thought, which player on Baylor and which Baylor on Gonzaga am I giving the tie to if they win?
Yeah, you just got his finger on his chin as like several people bring
There's
in.
Notes. He's been keeping notes like a tie tracker throughout the tournament.
I think there's like a formula, like there's an algorithm that he's like, all right, if Suggs is 26 tonight, I'm giving him the tie.
Wait, the tie could actually fall victim to COVID protocol.
Ooh. No.
Remember
no,
that in soccer, they wouldn't allow players to trade jerseys. The NBA players got in trouble. It'd be really funny if, like, hello, friends, and then a whole monologue about how he's unable to give away the tie due to COVID protocol.
Nah, they'll dry clean the tie.
They will. Do you guys agree, though, that Suggs, he wakes up this morning, he ponders who's going to get the tie? The tie is already halfway around Suggs' neck, no? Mm-hmm. It has to be, right?
What do you think the process is in selecting the tie, right? Because I have to think that this is not a tie that is super meaningful to Jim Nance. Like, I wonder if, like, on the way in, he's like, oh, crap, I got to stop by Macy's and get a tie to give away to a kid tonight.
Billy, this is what he's doing. He gets ties as a gift for Father's Day and birthday. He's like, I hate this tie.
It's a re-gift.
Yes.
There you go. You voiced it.
Yes,
it's a re-gift.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is Jim Nance's tie that he gives away a re-gift of a crappy tie that he's gotten that he didn't
want? The greatest re-gifter in history, Jim Nance, gives you something that he hates and makes it seem like it's something incredible.
I go the other way. I have him going to, like, men's warehouse and saying, I need a custom tie for the national championship. I think it's like
you've got him going to men's warehouse.
Winningham has his own clothing line.
That's what
he calls his own closet. What are you talking about?
You're gonna like the way you look.
Put it on the poll. I don't think Jim Nance has ever set foot in a men's warehouse. He'd be caught dead.
I don't think that Jim Nance has ever been in a warehouse of any kind.
There's no way. Costco, no way. Sam's Club, not a chance. Men's Warehouse.
That was wonderful. That is a life that has grown up in South Florida and been listening to too much on the radio. I guarantee it. That's where you get like 7 suits for $140.
No, that's Austin Burke.
Everyone, Austin, I don't know who this Austin Burke guy is, but the streets respect him because in Wynwood, it's the only place that doesn't get tagged.
It's so true. That guy
must carry a big stick.
I mean,
you know how impressive it is to go down that stretch of Wynwood and be totally spray paint free? My God, the streets fear Austin Burke.
Put that on the poll, Guillermo. Do the streets fear Austin Burke? How much sound can we play here on the Suggs shot? Billy, what is it that you like here from the Suggs sound?
Good question, Dan. There's one in Spanish. There's one in Russian. There's one from Turkey. Wow. There's lots of good ones, Dan.
How about the Adam Morrison one? Is the Adam Morrison one in here?
Oh, yeah. That one's from the Gonzaga call. We also have the UCLA call of it.
You don't want the Russian call, though?
I want whatever's funny here, but let's go back for a stretch because I imagine that the younger guys on the show don't remember this, but Adam Morrison, it's something I've never seen in basketball before and I haven't seen since. The game got away from Adam Morrison and his team, and he just starts crying during play, crying right on the court in a way that a lot of people held against him going forward, saying that is not the strength you need to be great at that sport. And he was a high draft pick, but people wondered from that spot on, man, you just broke down crying on the court while play was going on. He's on this call, Stu Gatz, and this happened with the women in Stanford in terms of emotions, where the Stanford women over 30 years have felt like they've gotten close, and they all felt like they won last night. in a game where Arizona won the hearts of people as well. Just a really cool, fun way to watch basketball over the weekend. And with this story, with the Suggs story, you've got Adam Morrison making the call on one of the greatest games you've ever seen. Now, that's not prisoner of the moment stuff. If you go and think of games with stakes in that sport, and you think of Villanova, North Carolina, the game was in the 70s. This game was a high, this was as close as you can come to it feeling a bit like professional basketball when it's the amateurs.
The only way the stakes are higher is if you're winning a national championship. This got them to within a game of winning a national championship.
And it's not just that, yes. They're undefeated. They're right. Also undefeated, yes. And whether you believe them to be one of the greatest teams of all time, undefeated is really hard across sports, and you get remembered forever when you're undefeated.
Yep.
UCLA was amazing throughout that entire game, but at the end, Suggs makes a shot, and Skip Bayless does what Skip Bayless does, which I just can't believe that is something
he
that
wins.
People,
that's what he does.
Yeah,
man.
I know that people are still feeding. Yes, he called it a lucky shot, and it looked like a basketball shot. Okay,
it's a lucky shot.
It's just. Not the time to say it if you want to believe that, to start an argument about whether it was lucky or skill, as everyone is talking about what a great game it was. But okay, if you guys want to argue that, then you can do the Skip Bayless thing to annoy me.
He didn't call Bank Dan.
But I'd like to play the sound of Adam Morrison when you realize that this is him getting emotional on the radio call as this shot goes in. It's pretty cool.
To the right side of the floor, defended by Kispert now, drives, leans in, the runner comes up short, choosing the rebounds and puts it in. We're tied at 90, 3 seconds left. Here's Suggs the other way, pull up, three for the win!
Yes! Yes!
Sets
yes!
The numbers of the championship game! He knocked it out from 40 at the buzzer!
Yes!
The Bulldogs!
Wow!
Play for a national championship!
So that's Gonzaga's IMG right. Radio team, and we've got a bunch of calls here for you, as Billy told you, but it was cool to listen to Adam Morrison get emotional that way. Something else that was cool to watch is, as far as I know, Brendan Haywood, Adam Lefkoe, and Rex Chapman didn't have anything invested emotionally in that game. They were just swept up to a place. Do you know how rare that is to be watching a game where you're hugging your friends and you're not involved in the game in any way? Like, you don't actually care who wins. It's just the level of play has gotten you to a point where you're like, oh, I'm watching something special here. This is a cool thing I'm enjoying, even though it was lucky. We'll get to Billy and Stugatz's argument on that in a second.
It was really cool because I'm sitting there watching it with my wife, and I said, I'm going to feel so bad for whichever team loses here because they're both playing so hard, but they gave you an ending where it was impossible to really feel that bad for anyone because it was a lucky shot.
Okay, we'll get back to that in a second. Billy, your thoughts on the funniest of the calls here, Russian turkeys, as Paul Pierce likes to call it, or what else we've got? What's the funniest?
I think I like turkey. Russia.
Okay, let's play one of those, Mike, at your convenience.
Стоило это сделать. С остановки флоутер, недолет.
Сам играет, забивает. 3 секунды. Ответы останавливаются.
Джейлен Сакс с центра на победу. Да ладно! Да ладно, он выиграл этот матч!
Да!
That is
Stugatz on the call at the end.
The Russian Stugatz at the
end.
It's exactly how it would go.
Stugatz reaching up to conquer the moment. Let's do Turkey now.
Johnny Juzang. 7 saniye, 6 saniye içeriye gitti. Juzang'in atışı başarılı değil. Kadri Bağdur aldı. Juzang bitirdi. Juzang bitirdi. Tekrar eşitlik var. Gonzaga için şans devam ediyor. Orta sahadan atış. Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! İnanılmaz bir son. Jalen Suggs. Sadece kolej basketboluna değil, dünya basketbolu tarihine geçecek bir maç.
All right, so everyone in here recoiled because it sounded both pained and sexual, aggressively sexual.
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!
And then it became operatic, right? There it is.
Yes.
Yes, that's good love. Yes.
Oh!
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.